This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Felonies in the 2020 election case as those indictments roll on. I've said it before, but what effect does it have on your vote and whether or not Trump makes it that far? It's getting pretty interesting, I have to say that. In the meantime, at the movies, it's getting pretty interesting because people are actually going. And was Shark Week all that, or was it a little weak? And do you even care about Shark Week anymore? Kate Delaney, as I hang out with all of you, yo-yo, in all of those nooks and crannies, hope you're doing well and trying to keep cool, because I hear through the grapevine that many of you still very unhappy with the heat, trying to ignore it. But it's hard to ignore it when it's right in your face every single day. All right, so he can't ignore this, and neither can the voters, as the voters are constantly polled about whether they would vote with the former president as more charges mount and indictments, or is it still that word witch hunt getting thrown around? So the former president has pled not guilty to 4 criminal charges related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. His arrest and arraignment came in the same D.C. courthouse that had a direct view of the violence that happened at the Capitol, which seems like a long time ago, but that was just January 6, 2021. The former president will be released on minimal conditions, which include not being allowed to communicate with anyone known to be a witness in the case, unless somehow that happens through an attorney. So the president addressed reporters before boarding his plane to return to Bedminster, New Jersey, his golf club, and said the indictment is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. Now, the historic scene, because it definitely is that, follows 2 other court appearances that the former president has made over the past few months in criminal cases. Remember the New York State charges brought by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office for the 2016 campaign money deal, and the federal prosecution in Florida that Special Counsel Jack Smith is leading as well, alleging that Trump mishandled classified documents. But what's different is, unlike those other cases, this hearing played out in a building that's been pretty much central of the whole January 6th attack. We know what happened a couple of years ago. So the judge intends to set a trial date at the next hearing. Prosecutors pushed for a speedy trial at the hearing on Thursday and for the case to proceed just like others do. The prosecutor, a guy named Tom Windham, said this case will benefit from normal order, including a speedy trial. So that it all plays into what happens here. The timing of everything, if you look at the timeline of what happens in the election and in an election year. And when you break down, you're looking at this point, 78 charges in these 3 different indictments, the most being the classified documents case, and then the falsifying business records case, 34 charges, and in the January 6th case, the one that was so dramatic in D.C., 4 charges. So, you know, there was a small crowd. There were some protesters. There were people that were holding signs saying Trump was right about everything. And then, like I mentioned, there are a lot of polls that are going on because this is the time, especially when polls are popular, trying to read the tea leaves, trying to figure out what you and I might do or not do, which I believe that most people know which way they're going to vote if we have the same two that we had the last time, meaning the current president, Biden, and Trump. I think people know the way that they're going to vote, but there is the undecideds, and that's a pretty big group of people. Some that were Republicans that got disenfranchised and decided, yeah, maybe I mostly vote Republican, but I'm going to register independent. I think the same thing for Democrats. So you have a lot of people, sort of what I call swimming somewhere in the middle. And that's a key piece of voters. That's a key chunk of voters. And what will they do? And trying to figure out which way they're going to vote. Man, remember the days when elections and when somebody was running, it got hot and heavy maybe 6 months out. And before that, you weren't constantly talking about what was going to happen next and what did this person think and how far will some of these various primaries go to be able to tell us what could happen. And it's always about could and would and question marks and all that. But it's the strategists in both parties that are looking at this because they know that it's going to obviously play out, especially to whatever happens to the people who sit in the middle, the people who may have voted one way, but they aren't sure they're going to vote that way again. Right? Elections are about what's happening in the future, 2024. And so these legal battles do play a role in all of that because we were not sure where they end up in a courtroom. We're not sure what the timeline of that is. And with three big ones colliding, no matter how many charges there are, although the charges, I think, would eat up more time, it is about the time as far as getting into a courtroom and to seeing it all play out, that makes probably the biggest difference, the absolute biggest difference. All right, coming up this hour, as per usual on the show, you know, we look at odds and ends, meaning some of the things that fall through the cracks that maybe aren't political, maybe are things that are happening to you and to I that we deal with in our daily lives that are somehow lost in the middle of everything because of what overtakes us. What overtakes us, what I call above the fold, and there are so many things that are happening, it's almost impossible to keep up with. One of the things that gets talked about so much, I think especially in the past decade, and maybe it's always been talked about, is how to add more time to your life. What is the average life expectancy of Americans or people listening outside of our borders? And what is it that leads to decades, perhaps more life, more time? Right. And as I said, time and the election, that also is heavy. It's heavy as to what's in the air, as to what will be there. So coming up next, that poll, how many Republicans wouldn't vote for Donald Trump if he were convicted of a felony? Is it a problem for his run for the 2024 presidential bid? We're talking about the Reuters Ipsos poll results coming up and some of what's happening in the air next.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Mishap where it makes you wonder when you get on some of these steep roller coasters, what goes up must come down, right? Unless it gets stuck and then you could be walking down, which makes me wonder, how do you dress when you go to an amusement park? I hope comfortably. Better pull out those best workout shoes you have just in case you have to take a walk off of a steep coaster. And I think about it myself because, look, I'm a flop person. You know what that is. I love flip-flops. I love the flip-flop life. I do. You might see me dressed up to the nines, but then if you see my feet, I might have these swinging, awesome flip-flops on. But you know what flip-flops are like. I don't care what kind you have. They're flip-flops. And so I won't be wearing them to the parks anytime soon, I can tell you that. I'll give you all the deets on where it was, what happened, all that. Also, Delta, a passenger was arrested. Again, here we go with the flight attendant being attacked. And how did that happen? And how did that all unfold? But I wanted to finish up and clean up what we talked about at the top when I mentioned, okay, here's the thing on the charges, here's what's going on, reading the tea leaves, because it does affect us, it does impact us. Trust me, before we know it, we're going to be talking about, well, it's just a couple of months in front of the election, are you registered to vote, did you already know how you're going to vote, which, again, I believe a lot of people do know that, except for that really chunk, rich group of people that are there in the middle. And if I am working for a politician, that's part of the group that I'm after. So about half of Republicans wouldn't vote for Trump if he were convicted of a felony. This is kind of a little bit new. This is one poll. It's Reuters Ipsos poll. It closed on Thursday. So the former president and current frontrunner in the Republican nomination contest for the November 2024 presidential election did appear in court on Thursday to face those federal charges. So What does the poll say? The poll asked respondents if they would vote for Trump for president if he were convicted of a felony crime by a jury. Among Republicans, 45% said they wouldn't vote for him. More than 35% said they would. So that's still a pretty big number, 35%. The rest said they didn't know. So that's a big if in the middle. Asked if they would vote for him if he were currently serving time in prison, 52% of Republicans said they wouldn't, compared to 28% who said they would. I mentioned what he said to reporters. He's proclaimed his innocence in all cases against him and accuses prosecutors of conducting a witch hunt that aims to derail his campaign. Two of the cases brought against the U.S. Department of Justice, ultimately, and then the New York State case, which is led by a prosecutor who is an elected Democrat. What I think is interesting in those numbers is that 28% said, I'd still vote for him if he's doing prison time. I mean, what does that show you? That they don't want Joe Biden, who is in office, obviously, now, that, hey, no, I'll vote even if he's in prison. I will vote for him. But the new poll showed that I think that the former president's, Donald Trump's, dominance grows in definitely in a contest of Republicans. There's no question about that, I think, because if you look at any of the polls that are out there, he has 40, and this one showed it too, he has 47% of Republican support that he also had in a July poll, so now we're in August, where Ron DeSantis, the current governor of Florida, he slipped 6 percentage points to 13%. So look at those two numbers, 47% to 13%. There is absolutely no other Republican candidate that even comes close to Trump. I mean, absolutely none. And then again, that number about, well, even if he were in prison, I mean, that tells you something. I think there is a deep message in that. But all of these different cases have the question mark of playing out. What is the timing of that? What does that mean? What is that? You know, again, what is that going to look like? The passenger that was arrested on the Delta flight could care less about who was running for president or what was happening. Instead, several airline passengers rushed to stop a man who had a sharp object to a flight attendant's neck, to her neck, shortly after landing in New Orleans, keeping him immobile until deputies could take him into custody. Nelson Montgomery is believed to have injured himself with a sharp object, then grabbed the female flight attendant who had two superficial cuts. Oh, the good news is they were superficial. But, of course, he was removed after the flight from Atlanta arrived Wednesday afternoon at Louis Armstrong International Airport. He was charged with aggravated battery, simple battery, and disturbing the peace. Not clear what the violent outburst was about. Okay, here's the thing about flying. I don't know if I've told the story. I bet I have. Listen, I've been doing this show for 16 years, so I can't imagine that this story never came out. But I was flying a lot during 9/11. I was working in New York, and I was going back and forth to Dallas. So in flying a lot, of course, I was in New York, right there, right in Queens, when the planes went into the towers. And I know I've said the story where I talked to my dad on the phone, and he said, just get out of there right now. Just get the H out of there. Just start moving. Just start moving. Go over the bridges. Your mother and I will pick you up. There's no picking anyone up when the world is opened up, like to go meet me at some bridge that's going to be closed. So I was safe. I mean, who knew? Who knew what safe was that day? But I was definitely better to be where I was. But then eventually when you could get back on planes, and I was in the air not too long after that, because I want to say it was maybe a week, maybe less than that, when when air travel was opened up again and people weren't even getting on flights and it was really spooky, I remember getting on a flight, and when I walked on, and there was not a lot of us on the plane, I remember a guy saying to me, "Are you prepared to do what it takes?" And I was so tired and not really focusing on what he was like, trying to process what he was saying. What do you mean I'm prepared? If something happens on this plane, will you help subdue, do whatever it takes to stop that person? And I was like, "You're damn right. I mean, I don't know what I can do, but I'll do it. If you're asking me, am I on board? Yes, I'm on board." And see, now that's maybe just a natural thing that we're all in this together. And if we're normal-ish, because what is normal, and some nutty thing happens, some person goes off for whatever reason, that you're there to help. Because luckily, passengers did rush to this guy instead of, "Oh, let me mind my own business. Oh, I hope he doesn't come swinging that object near me." No, they jump up because they see, boom, look what's happening to her. He could have slit her throat. So they immediately do what they can to stop the guy. And thank goodness, right? Superficial wounds, so enough that there was enough of a cut that it was superficial. If you know what I mean, right? And that's the way it is. It's just an unwritten, unspoken thing. I just watched, as a kind of quick down the rabbit hole deal, a thing called, with Idris Elba, a thing called Hijacked. It was like kind of one of those little mini streaming things, so it wasn't a ridiculous amount of episodes. It was called Hijacked, and that was the kind of thing they were grappling with. Like, they were trying to pass each other notes, like, okay, we're all getting up. We're going to just go for it. You know, look for the signal. And it meant everybody on the plane. It meant every woman, every man, everybody on the plane. Are you in this with us? Because we can't do this if some of you aren't in on this. If you're not willing to go after the four or five people that are holding us hostage. And it's just a very, just a really crazy thing to think about, but not so crazy. I mean, because there's an example of it, right? There's an example of somebody all of a sudden being put in that situation, and instead of saying, just turning, "Well, I'm further down the plane, or I can sort of see that, but I don't want to get involved. Let's just get this plane landed." People jump up and they try to help out, which personally I think is a really, really good thing. All right, I haven't forgotten about the coaster. Talking about that right after our conversation with Kimberly Kitchens is next here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump is pleading not guilty to charges stemming from his alleged widespread efforts to remain in power after the 2020 election loss. The former president before boarding his plane and heading back to New Jersey.
This is a very sad day for America, and it was also very sad driving through Washington, D.C. and seeing the filth and the decay and all of the broken buildings and walls and the graffiti. This is not the place that I left. It's a very sad thing to see it. When you look at what's happening, this is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America. This is the persecution of the person that's leading by very, very substantial numbers in the Republican primary and leading Biden by a lot.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Well, I am a huge fan of cotton. Seriously, I am so picky about my T-shirts, and I have a ton of them. I am really excited to welcome to the show Kim Kitching. She's the Senior VP Consumer Marketing for Cotton Incorporated. And what's the big deal about cotton? Well, a lot, not just in my life, but in a lot of people's lives. And what's really cool is when you talk about cotton and you talk about the kind of fabric it is, and you think about the Seal of Cotton's 50th anniversary, and that's what we're talking about, the Seal of Cotton, and all the various things that cotton, I think, represents for so many of us. Kim, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's great to be here.
So what is cotton's impact for me, for my listeners, for consumers?
Sure. Well, you know, first I like to start with the economic impact because we don't think about that. But cotton provides income to more than 250 million people globally. Of those people, about 28 million are cotton producers or farmers around the world. Also, when you start to look at the apparel and home textile items we buy, half of those contain cotton. So it really starts to have an economic impact on our industries, not just in the U.S., but globally. And more than that, Kate, when you think about it, from the day we're born in the hospital, we're wrapped in that cotton blanket to when we leave and we come home and sleep on cotton sheets. We dry off with cotton towels. You live in the T-shirts you were just talking about, denim jeans. There's even cotton in our hygiene products that we utilize. And you can use the entire plant of cotton. So you bake with cotton, often with cotton seed oil. So it truly is the fabric of our lives.
Yeah, and I mean, that's such a great tagline because that just is in my head. There's no question about it. So I said that the Seal of Cotton is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Tell me about the seal. How was that created? How did that start?
Sure. We created the seal in 1973, and at that time it was created to regain market share from synthetic fabrics. So think about the polyester leisure suits and what was going on at that time. And if you put the seal of cotton on there, it helped to quickly identify products. Because at that time, people weren't thinking about checking labels and what that meant. So that's why it was created, was to be a visual indicator. It was on sewn-in labels primarily, and then went into hang tags. As we started to regain market share in apparel and in home fabrics like sheets and bedding, we then also went to television. And that's when, to what you were saying, the iconic, the fabric of our lives associated with the seal of cotton came to be. That was about 1989, and that made cotton an emotional connection to a consumer that no other fiber has. And it's just been a wonderful opportunity since there, and a great way for consumers to know what they're buying and to trust what they're buying.
Yeah, so the seal of cotton really, if we get down to it, is it changed our views on fabrics, right?
Yep, it absolutely did. Consumers began to associate cotton with things such as breathability, ease of care, hypoallergenic, and even longer lasting. So when we talk about longer lasting, from research in consumers' closets, we know that cotton items last about a year and a half longer, and they wear them longer than they do items made from other fibers like polyester. So that's good in an environment like today with inflation and increases in prices and apparel and other things too. It's good for your wallet as well as the environment.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about synthetic fibers and fabrics rather, and talking about the difference with cotton, and you're weaving that into the conversation, it's better for the environment, correct?
It absolutely is. I think most people know that cotton is a natural fiber, right? It's grown from the earth, but it also returns to the earth. And as I mentioned earlier, every part of the cotton plant is utilized. So once you're done wearing that garment, if you recycle it in a recycling program, such as Blue Jeans Go Green, or it goes to a landfill, the great news is that in that landfill, cotton biodegrades at a significantly faster rate than polyester. And polyester has microplastics. So you may have heard about that in the news, about microplastics in our waterways and what that's doing to us in aquaculture. That's not an issue whatsoever with cotton because it completely biodegrades.
Yeah. Wow. Such interesting stuff. And I know that there's even more we can learn. Where do we go to do that, Kim?
Sure. We would love for your viewers to go to the Fabric of Our Lives. .com. That's our website. And you can learn there about the environmental impact of cotton, but also things such as how to take care of cotton garments, how to get stains out, where to buy cotton items, and learn more about the seal. So we would love for your viewers to go to thefabricofourlives.com.
I'm there. I need to find out about stains. That's perfect.
They can come out. You can
exactly.
Out.
Kim Kitchens, your delight. Senior VP, Consumer Marketing, Cotton Incorporated. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cotton, we move to cheese, cheesy, and stuck. So what's up with the cheese? Cheese is, you know, when you go to a wedding, a lot of people smile, they're happy, lots of pictures are being taken, you're spending money for a photographer to be there, or you have your best buddies taking some shots. So tell me if you think this is fair or foul. Imagine this, you finally are getting married, you're getting married on a stretch of sand, beautiful beach in Destin, Florida, and there you are. The moment is upon you. The chairs are set up. The little cabana is set up. And the bride in the procession is starting to come through. But alas, a woman with a big floppy hat and her bathing suit to cover up cuts the bride off, walks right in front of the bride. And the bride has some choice words for the woman. At this solemn moment when she's being walked toward the sandy aisle. It's a clip that was on TikTok that's been viewed more than 1.3 million times. It's a busy beach sort of around the wedding ceremony, but there's enough distance. Guests are seated in rows facing the water of the sea as the groom stands under a cabana front and center and waits for his bride, but the bride is cut off by this interloper trying to get to the beach. So she cuts her off. The interloper is just either oblivious, I don't know. Was it the sunglasses, the wide-brimmed hat, the not caring, cutting off and marching through the line? And the bride says, could you just wait a second? And then says something else. And they exchange a little bit of heated words. So other guests aggressively point toward the action, and the woman turns her head to glance in that direction. Now, because people are people and they're going to comment on this, some think that too bad, so sad, it's a public beach. And if people want to walk through your ceremony, they might walk through their ceremony. And then other people think, what a jerk. It's great that the bride said something to her. Where do you fall on that? Should people get married on a public beach? They don't own the beach. It is a public space. I mean, give me a break. Could this woman have waited, 40 seconds to cut through the line? I want to say, or I want to hope, that she just was oblivious to what was going on, right? She's in her own thoughts, her own world, thinking about that she has to get to Chili's for the dinner special later that night, and she has to find her place on the beach. So she wasn't paying attention. Maybe, I don't know. But she is pretty famous now because this TikTok thing has gone almost super, super viral. You know, over a million, it's climbing, so we'll see. As for Cheesy, this is, things spill out of trucks. Trucks tip over, things fall out. We've certainly seen some weird things on highways. A nacho cheesy spill, though, is what happened in Arkansas a couple of days ago. What a mess across the highway. It happened on Interstate 30 near Prescott in southwest Arkansas. And a truck merged into the same lane as a wrecker truck hauling an 18-wheeler. And then that led to the disaster. Nobody was hurt. But there was just nacho cheese. I mean, everywhere as far as the eye could see. You can easily look this up. Cans of nacho cheese just thrown all over the highway and the median and spilled, wrecked. It's cheese. It is totally cheese. And it's weird because it was just earlier in the week that you had 40,000 pounds of chocolate that fell from a truck on Interstate 80 in Northern California and caught fire. And of course you can't do anything with the nacho cheese and obviously nothing with that chocolate. It's a goner, but imagine having to clean that up. Because that's not an easy cleanup. The cheese is not an easy cleanup. Trust me, I've looked at it. All right, the roller coaster incident. Cedar Point, which is in Sandusky, Ohio. I went to school not far from Cedar Point. We went to Cedar Point a couple of times. So people that were on the roller coaster, the Magnum XL200, it reaches 205 feet high. They had what the director of communications was calling a standard ride stoppage. Uh-huh. That means the riders had to walk down the stairs on the roller coaster to the exit. You should see what the stairs look like. Yeah, if you're an acrobat and you're used to those tiny, tiny stairs so high in the air, they said the incident was a check engine light scenario. The ride couldn't be restarted, so you had no choice but to walk down. That was the best way to get people off. This is a roller coaster that debuted in 1989, and it was in the Guinness Book of World Records for its leading edge height at the time. The ride was the fastest, steepest, complete circuit coaster in the world when it launched, and it reaches speeds of 72 miles an hour, lasts about 3 minutes. You know, roller coaster rides are quick. I just can't imagine having to walk down those stairs. I mean, if it's stuck and you have to do it, you have to do it. But it goes to my point of what's on your feet when you got to walk down these little tiny steps and you're high in the sky. You weren't expecting that when you went to the amusement park. I guess we have to rethink how we dress and what we put on our feet. I'm just saying. All right, more odds and ends as we head for the exits here for this hour anyway of the show. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Hey, guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Things that, you know, we're talking about, things that affect our lives. We started off talking about the election because, yes, that affects our lives. One thing I haven't talked about, if you notice, at all, is the weather, which means the heat, because we're always talking about the heat on this show, because you're always talking about the heat, and it's, the weather is the common denominator. You get on elevators, jump out of a car, anywhere you are, people are talking about the heat. You know, I walk the dog in the morning, really early in the morning, and people are very friendly where I live. And if it's super hot, people will always mention the heat. Stay cool. I hope you have some water with you. Are you hot? Yeah, I'm hot. Are you hot? I mean, it's just the normal thing that we would mention if there's some weird spike in it. I mean, it's just like if you were in an avalanche of snow or cold or whatever. You get it. I don't have to explain it. You get it. That is a common thing, whatever element we're dealing with. So we have been dealing with weather, all of us, in some way. Record heat, especially in Texas and parts of the South and Phoenix. You know, over the next week coming up, it's expected to be much of the same. It's been challenging. It's been a bake. And honestly, for me, it hasn't been that much of a bake. Just a couple of days where it's been a little bit warmer. But as of Thursday, parts of 8 states in the South, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi under excessive heat warnings, which means highs of 100 to 105. And then the heat index is the key, 120 degrees. Starting Friday, heat warnings cover Phoenix, most of southern Arizona into southeast California. So, you know, you got about 60 million people under heat alerts. And that just means pay attention to what you're doing. It's what we talk about. If it's going to feel like it's 110 to 120 degrees in the daytime, I mean, for goodness sake, do you want to be outside for an extended period of time? And of course, the answer to that is no, you don't want to be. And you get it, right? And it's all about that hydration thing. This isn't a lecturing show. It's just it's obvious. You know, it's like you look at Tucson. We have so many people listening to us in Tucson. I feel you, Tucson. I know. You know, you've got all these days, a record 6 out of the next 7 that we're talking about with readings as high as 108 plus. And of course, Phoenix is just a little bit more than that. And I have charts and I look at the charts and people send me things and I see, you know, where it's super, super high. It's like one of my favorite places. This is a great place to go and hang is Austin, Texas. And it's, you know, got a record time 27th day in a row at or above 100 degrees. I mean, that's what they're looking at. 100 degrees. Dallas, 100 degree streak of 10 days. It's like among the top 25 that they've ever had. And, of course, a lot of other places in Texas, too. Houston, same thing, all of that. And you can look at whatever model. I mean, we even have a European model, for goodness sake, of what to look at. And you just see it. You know, it's sweltering. So what does extreme heat do to you or animals or your vegetation? Or I think one of the big worries is fires, because we're seeing that more fires pop up, and that's the worst. Imagine you're grabbing everything, running out into the middle of this, and then praying that your neighbors are out and people around the corner are out, and the firefighters are scrambling to do what they can, and your house could be right in the middle of that, and that's creepy and terrifying and is a whole other set of problems that can absolutely, absolutely, absolutely happen. All right, kind of shifting in a couple of other areas. The, you know, moving from other things that are being talked about, and other things that are being talked about besides the weather, besides forecasting what could happen on the Republican side of the election, which on the Democratic side, too, right now it's just solidly Biden who's in the White House, although there are Democrats that are disenfranchised. That's not changing anytime soon. So it's Biden unless something dramatic happens, which, of course, there is always that possibility, but not a high probability of that happening. All right, the other thing that is interesting to mention here is the story about every once in a while you hear this and it reminds you, yeah, there's still spies and there's still people that share information they shouldn't share. You had 2 U.S. Navy sailors who've been indicted and arrested for allegedly sending sensitive military information to Chinese intelligence officers. One of the sailors was arrested Wednesday as he went to work at a naval base in San Diego. The base is one of the largest Navy installations we know in the Pacific. The other sailor who was arrested worked at a naval base also in California in Ventura County. And there are 2 separate charges, and the charges demonstrate, I think, that the People's Republic of China is determined to get information that's critical to our national defense by any means. That's what the Justice Department's Assistant Attorney General said at a news conference. Just when you think, well, I mean, are people doing that? Of course they are, right? One of the sailors was a machinist mate on the USS Essex and allegedly entered into a handler asset relationship with a Chinese intelligence officer that started in February of 2022. And they're responsible for operating, maintaining, and repairing ship equipment. So obviously he had some access to some information, ships layouts and weapons systems and, He got thousands and thousands of dollars in return. Meanwhile, on the other side, the other indictment, the other sailor, it was about sensitive information that included operational plans for a major military exercise in the Indo-Pacific area. And this was to a person posing as a maritime economic researcher, but the person was actually a Chinese intelligence officer. And this sailor was responsible for installing, repairing, and servicing electrical equipment on military installations and had security clearance and allegedly took photos of computer screens that displayed operational orders of military training exercises and provided them to the Chinese intelligence officer. He also had photos of blueprints and diagrams of U.S. radar systems stationed on a military base in Okinawa, Japan. And those documents were marked unclassified for official use only. But prosecutors say that as part of his official duties, he was required to protect controlled unclassified info and information related to the Navy's operational security. And he also got money, $15,000 overall, for taking those pictures and passing on that information. So it's weird because these arrests happen as there's a lot of concern by the U.S. military that China is making strategic strides against the U.S., especially the Chinese Navy, which, by the way, has now surpassed our Navy's fleet size. They have a bigger fleet than we do. So think about the security and the safety of our nation that are in the hands of these people when you've got a sailor that decides, I'm taking the cash over my country. And what an act of betrayal. And so, of course, they're going to be, if they're caught, they're going to aggressively be prosecuted. But the whole idea of the espionage and how we have the handling of classified information, it's a tale as old as time, right? This whole warfare thing. But I think really scary to think about it. It's not just in the movies, folks. As I've been saying here lately, in the chaotic worlds that some of us live in, please be safe, be sane, and be happy. Isn't that right, Guinness?
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.